How's everybody doing? This is Chris Bodie. I'm your host, and you are now listening to Becoming a Great Dad podcast, where we try to take good dads and make them great dads. Hope everyone is doing great. I know we are kind of in the fall time of the year. I know for my family, the fall time is normally what we call the gauntlet. I think around, and this is what, in September for us? We have, like, we're super busy. So, like, for example, my wife's birthday and our anniversary are actually back-to-back in September. Then we have my birthday early October. Of course, we have Halloween. Then November, you have Thanksgiving. And then in December, we have, what is it? So top of December, we have Chris's birthday. My mom normally has a cookie exchange that we go to. Then we have Christmas. Then we have the day after Christmas, Emmanuel's birthday. Then we have New Year's. So, y'all, by the time January hits, we are, like, pooped. Like, we are, like, tired from events. But this is the beginning of the stretch. I think that a lot of us, I know I thought this way back in March when COVID happened. I think we all, or at least some of us thought that, oh, you know, this COVID thing will kind of be around. I don't think I fully expected it to be going into the fall, you know? And of course, now we're getting into fall semester, kids going back to school. And what we're going to be talking about on this podcast is setting up your kids for success with virtual learning. We have four kids, but three of them actually go to school, being it's too young now, but, you know, Heaven goes to college, and we have Chris, who is entering high school. So that's kind of crazy right now for him. And then we have Emmanuel, who's going into second grade. So we really have two kids, and pretty much all of them are doing virtual learning. I think Heaven may have to go in for one thing, but for the most part, most of them will be at home doing virtual learning. And look, I get it, y'all. Like, this is a scary time. Like, we have never done this before. I know a lot of parents are like, oh my God, like, how am I going to juggle my children now being at home virtually? And I know, like, if some parents, if you are having them virtual for the remainder of the school year, then that is going to be a big thing, you know? So I'm going to give you, and I think this is about seven tips. Seven really good tips and some advice. And these are things that we have done, we have implemented. I think this will set up, especially Chris and Emmanuel, for a great school year. If your kids have already started, that's okay. You can definitely kind of revisit these and you can do this now. But we're going to talk about what you can do to really make them successful for the school year virtually. Okay, so tip number one. And this is just something that I personally do every year with the kids. But right before school starts, we normally have a family meeting. And I talk to them about my expectation for them. And I tell them, I said, look, I said, if you are going to school in this house, my expectation of you is that you do well, you study, you get all A's. Now, if you don't get all A's, what does that mean? Am I mad at you? No. Am I upset at you? No. But if you're not getting an A in a class, we need to talk about that so that we can figure out together, you know, what's going on and where you're slipping so you can bring it back up. And, you know, you think, oh, yeah, well, telling, well, you know, we're telling your kids, hey, I want to get your A. Yeah, that's one thing, but specifically, you want to let them know what your expectation is as a parent. You know, you want them to know, look, I do want you to get good grades. Now, I'm not saying good grades are everything, you know. I'm not saying that if you come home with a B or a C at the end of the year, I'm going to be down on you. But I do want you to strive for excellence. And just setting that expectation, I think, at the beginning of the year, it kind of almost gives, I know, our kids that kind of fuel and fire. Like, you know what? I'm going to show him what I can do. I've had several times where the kids have come back and said, "You see, I got an A," and I don't care, like to me, I don't really care what drive. I want them to like really strive and set the expectation, you know? Tip number two, their surroundings. Now, I don't know where you're going to place your kid at when he does virtual learning. For us, it just kind of makes sense for them to do it in their room. You know, it's comfortable for them. It's going to be quiet. Their computers or iPads are there. But the tip around their surroundings, and we do this every year, is that I firmly believe that if your environment is clean and organized and neat, you will just feel and do better, right? I'll give you an example, okay? Have you ever just been kind of having a crazy day, week, time, and you go in your own room? And I know I do this, right? And your room is a mess. My personal belief is that, like, your room where you live at, that's kind of a reflection of you. So when your room is a little messy, you internally might feel a little messy. And how do you feel when you clean your room? Like, really give it a good deep cleaning, like mop, sweep, vacuum, put your clothes away, make your bed, do your mirrors. Don't you feel good when you do that in your room? I know we do, you know? So think about that in terms of your kids. You know, if their room is messy and whatever, you know, how is that going to relate to them actually learning? So the tip in this is that before school starts, we do what's called a deep cleaning of their rooms. And this is where we get stuff under the bed, and we got two boys. So y'all know they be having all kinds. I done found socks, wrappers, gum, all kind of stuff under the bed, right? You know, but we clean under the bed, the closet. We go through any old clothes. We give them to Goodwill. We vacuum, we dust, right? We, a lot of good stuff, but we really want to give them a good start, right? We really want to give them a clean environment for them to work in. And let me also say, side tip, right? Our kids are going to be virtual. They're going to have webcams. I know nobody, I know no parent wants their kids to turn their webcam on and the back of the room be messy and junky. I know my mama would have lit into me if there was something in my room, you know, that was just messy or close to rest. But again, right, I think having clean surroundings for them and really doing a deep cleaning of their room is really going to set them up for success. Tip number three, understanding virtual school. Now, I think this is something that's overlooked in, you know, one thing I did love, Emmanuel School sent home a kind of what does virtual learning mean to you packet, right? And we just think, oh yeah, my kid knows computer stuff. He'll get online and do virtual learning. But I do think it's important that, you know, we just have a conversation with our kids and we talk to them about, okay, what does this mean? I mean, remember, right? You know, we're kind of thinking about them in school, but this is something brand new to them, right? They're going to have, I mean, no matter first grade, second grade, kindergarten, fifth grade, ninth grade, they're going to have their own concerns, fears, insecurities. You know, they might be afraid, like, okay, like how am I going to actually learn? Like, will I look silly on camera? Like, I mean, all kind of stuff, right? And as parents, we want to be here to help them with that and kind of quell concerns. But not just that, I think also talking to them about etiquette, you know, a virtual school. As in, and here are a few things, right? Having a conversation, number one, about, you know, how your day will go, you know, and starting them off with a good day where they wake up, they, you know, get dressed. Like, Chris has to actually put on his entire uniform, right? They have a good breakfast. And then some etiquette, which is, you know, you might want to place your camera on mute, So if your sister is in the background downstairs screaming, Bina, you know, your class won't hear that. Or if you want to ask your teacher a question, there is a chat feature where you can, you know, type that in and ask a question. And, you know, is it proper to just get up out your seat, even though you're in your own house? Now, I know some schools have different rules to, you know, go to the bathroom or get a glass of water. And just also just any concerns and fears they have, ask them like, hey, is there anything that you are afraid about, don't understand, concerned about? You'd be surprised. We just think our kids are just willy-nilly, but you'd be surprised that they will come to you and say, hey, yeah, like, I really don't feel comfortable with this. I don't know what to do. Tip number four, our fears of technology. Now, I'm going to say this, and if you know me or if you don't know me, you probably figured it out already. My career is in technology, okay? So, you know, I'm a little bit ahead of the curve when it comes to tech, my kids using technology. I have no fear about it whatsoever, right? In my mind, personally, I don't know why this virtual learning option didn't happen sooner. I believe that we should have, like, all kids should have, I mean, especially college students, right? Their books should be on, like, tablets, and we should not be, like, buying physical books. But that's a different story for a different day, right? But I have talked to a lot of parents, and, you know, some people just do not understand technology. And we're in a time now where, as a parent, you don't want to feel like, oh my God, my kid has to do virtual learning, but I don't really know how to work this computer or work the conference call settings. And all this stuff is just, so now not only does your kid have fears, but now you have a fear. So this tip is kind of really less about the kid's success. It's more about your success, but again, it'll help your, you know, kid be successful. If you have a fear of technology, let me tell you, as a technologist, that is okay. That is perfectly normal, okay? But to be a great parent, what we need to do is we need to identify and seek help, right? We need to identify, okay, what am I having trouble with? Do I not know how to operate an iPad? Do I not know how to set something up? And once we identify what that is, we need to then seek help. And let me just say, as Toya will say, Chris, you can Google it. All right. Her running joke is, how you miss the technology and you'll never use Google. All right. I'll admit it. Right. But not only can you Google it, but I know in Orleans Parish where we live, there are a lot of resources that the schools are now giving to parents to train you and teach you on how to use technology tools, Google Classrooms, how to check your kids' grades online. And think about this. Think about the impact of your child seeing you not only confront your fears, but then getting over them, right? Think about what that will do for their own fears during the school year. So if you do have a fear of technology, hey, now's the time to strap on your belt and let's get to it. And now, a word from our sponsor. Tip number five, teaching adaptability and independence. Now, when I wrote this down, I thought, man, this is something like, you know, this is a good gem, I think, that people just aren't thinking about. But with all the stress and everything of a virtual learner, I think this is a great opportunity and a great teaching moment. Okay. And in particular, two things. One, adaptability. I wanted to put in my notes, first of all, flexibility, but really adaptability. This is a great time where we can teach our kids to, you know, the old saying, go with the flow. I know, so I was a previous Marine. We have a saying that is, what is it? Hold on one second. Oh, okay, here we go. It is adapt and overcome. And that is a perfect example of what we can teach our kids this school year. Look, this is something that you've never done, right? There's going to be some hiccups, there's going to be some challenges, but we're going to learn adaptability. We're going to learn how to adapt and overcome. If you're struggling in a subject, we're going to learn how to adapt and, you know, maybe get online tutoring. You know, you're going to have to adapt on using tools that are all digital, right? Nothing will be really paper-based. Or even if, and I'm talking about virtual stuff, but even when your kid, for example, goes back to school and they're still kind of following, you know, these COVID protocols, they're going to have to be adaptable and flexible. I think that is a great quality to start teaching your kids now, again, from, you know, from kindergarten on up. The other thing is also independence. One thing I do like about, and this is the Emmanuel School, him going to second grade, that they really push independence on the kids, right? So like, you know, they do this thing where it's not like your traditional sit in a chair, listen to me talk for hours and take notes. They allow the kids to pick what they're going to learn today. Now, this was before the virtual school stuff, right? But that gave him a level of independence. Now, how can we teach independence, you know, at home, right? Well, depending on, I think, the age of your kid, like, for example, Emmanuel is, what, 7, right? So at 7 years old, he is definitely independent enough to, for example, wake up on his own, and get himself dressed, make maybe some toast for breakfast, right? Have his computer open, and I will show him how to log into his virtual classroom. I'm going to actually print out a, this is your morning schedule, right? And laminate that and put it in his room, right? But the more I can get him to be independent, right? To be independent learner, the better he's going to do in school. And also the better I think that he's going to do even after this virtual learning thing. Tip number 6, having the right tools. Now, when I talk about tools, I know one thing I loved about the beginning of school year, and I kind of still love this too, is just kind of seeing all those super neat school supplies laid out on the table and my name on them. Like that did something to me as an organization person, but also just seeing that. And I think too, we have to keep some kind of normalcy with the kids, what they're going to school. So I would definitely encourage parents to, you know, definitely still buy them some school supplies, even put their name on it, even though like they are the only student in their homeroom, pun intended, class. But just making sure they have the right tools they need. Also technology tools, whether it's a web camera, a laptop. I do know that, you know, technology can be costly for people. So I'm all about recycling technology. If you have a iPad, at this point, you can use an iPad as a computer. There are definitely some cost-effective laptops out there, for example, on Amazon. You know, some schools are even allowing parents to check out laptops and also hotspots, right? So definitely take advantage of resources local to you. But if you don't have, say, local to you, try to see if you can repurpose, you know, an older piece of equipment, tablet, old computer for them to learn. But we really want to make sure they have the right tools not just technology tools, but pens, crayons, papers, you know, maybe a little sign. I know like Emmanuel School, they made it like a little first day hat, right? So anything that to them feels normal as well too. I don't know if schools will allow this, but I think it'd be great if the kids also had like snacks, right? I mean, they're going to literally be sitting in their room for the majority of the day. So if for example, they have break time or snack time, you know, if there was like some little baggy cookie snacks, you know, it's really about making it comfortable for them. Tip number 7, communication with the teachers. One thing I think that is coming out with all this stuff with virtual learning that I think personally is great is that we as parents will definitely have to be in constant communication with the school and the teacher. I know most parents, I think their concern was like, hey, like, will I have to teach my kid this semester or will the teacher still teach him? And I think for the most part, most schools have said, hey, no, look, teacher will teach them, right? But again, we can't just put it on autopilot and think Zoom or video conferencing and the teacher will do everything, right? We have to definitely, as parents, stay in constant communication with them. And however that works for the teacher, whether it be, you know, a weekly or biweekly phone call, text, email, I would definitely recommend reaching out to your kids' teachers and at least getting their contact information, phone number, email, and also asking them what ways are acceptable to contact them. You know, whether that's email or through the school website. Not to say that you got to meet with every teacher every week, call every day, but if your child is having an issue, you know, there's no frantic running around, you know exactly for this subject and for this teacher who you can go to get help. And if you are a teacher listening to this, I think, you know, as parents, we definitely owe it to the teachers to try to help them make their jobs better, right? I mean, we are setting up our kids to do virtual learning, but keep in mind, these people have to work up every day. They now have to teach in a new way, a new platform. So I know I want to definitely make it easier for those people to come in and do their jobs. I mean, I could give you all the tips in the world, but if that teacher feels stressed or if he or she feels anything and they can't teach properly, that's done. Kids are not learning, right? So let's make sure we keep in constant communication with our teachers. All right, and there you have it. Those are our 7 tips, right? 7 tips on how to help your kid be successful through virtual learning. Again, right, I know this is a dad podcast, but I will say, you know, whether you're a dad, mom, grandma, aunt, uncle, whoever you are, I think these tips are great for everybody. Look, I hope your family is safe. I hope your kids do great in school this year. I hope these tips were helpful for you. Please make sure to share the podcast. You can find this episode and the past ones and many, many more on becomingagreatdad.com. I think on the next episode, I'm actually going to give, and I actually have some notes down here, and these are 5 tips to help manage the stress of kids, home, and work during COVID-19. So this podcast was kind of more about the kids. Next podcast, we're going to talk about you, parents, how you can manage all this stuff going on and not stress and or click out. So again, hope everybody's doing great. See you guys later.